Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Quanah. How can I help you?
Yes, I got information from my credit card number that you guys are charging me for something, and it wasn't supposed to be.
May I have the first and last name?
Harold Harkins, Harkins.
One moment. Okay, so what is that zip code?
Ma'am?
What is that zip code?
The zip code here is, let me look real quick, make sure I don't say it wrong. Where'd it go? Oh, there it is. 72635.
Okay, I'm just trying to pull up an account. Can I try by your email address?
Well, see. All right, I have Harold H. Harkins at suddenlink.net.
Can you spell that last name for me? I have Harold.
Ma'am?
I have Harold. What was the rest?
Harold. I'm trying to figure out which email address you guys would have, because I got this through the email, so it had to be Suddenlink. So that would be H. Harkins at suddenlink.net.
No, sir.
So the H. Harkins would be all one word, lowercase.
Yes, it's still not pulling up anything. How about your phone number?
Oh, gosh. Which phone number would that be? I don't know why you guys would have a phone number. Jeez. Zip 870. Where'd it go? There's paperwork everywhere. Phone number is 870-232-2052.
Okay, I have 870-232. And what was the last four?
All right, that was
05-232-2052. There we go. Okay, so it looks like you entered into the drawing for the toolbox that declined charges for the membership that you were enrolled into.
Yeah, because I mean, it said okay for whatever $3 or $4 you could possibly get this toolbox. And I said, well, I'll go for that. I'll bite, and I did. I bid on that, and then I checked my mail. And I didn't see anything, and all of a sudden, Optimo, our wonderful email provider, shut down the emails, so I no longer have Suddenlink. So you guys sending me another bill or an option to join your outfit came to Suddenlink, and I never saw it because that doesn't exist anymore. Suddenlink does not exist. They're dead. They're defunct. They sold out. So now Optimum overtook them, and our internet service provider does not no longer provide an email. So that just killed my email that I've had for 20 years. So that's Optimo doing that. And you guys, as far as you guys charging on my card, because you got my card number, after the $5, I was not approving anything like that.
It was agreed to on those terms and conditions, sir.
So it was a trick deal?
No, sir. It was explained by doing so, you'll be enrolled into that membership.
I'm enrolled into a membership that costs $5 to enroll in, and then you charge me additional money after I don't know about it.
It was explained in those terms and conditions. I do apologize.
Okay, so where does this money go and what does it pay for?
For the membership.
Membership of what?
For the discount club. With that membership, you'll receive a
discount
voucher.
Club where I'm not buying anything. I mean, seriously, you got to be kidding me. This is the biggest lawsuit you're fixing to get on yourself you don't want. Seriously, you can't do that. I want this charge reversed.
It wasn't charged, sir, so there's no need to reverse it, but that account has been canceled. Thank you for calling customer support.
All right, make sure you get. There's no other charges on my bill. Because, I mean, I'm not going for that. I mean, that's fraudulent in every term. There was no fine print in the emails.